One hell of a crack, Rachel thought. If the ice here was 300 feet thick and the hole was 200 feet deep, then this hypothetical crack had to pass through 100 feet of solid ice. Nora Manger's test cores showed no cracks. "Do me a favor," Tallinn said to Corky. "Go find Nora. Let's hope to God she knows something about this glacier that she's not telling us. And find Ming, too. Maybe he can tell us what these little glow beasties are." Corky headed off. "Better hurry," Tallinn called after him, glancing back into the hole. "I could swear this bioluminescence is fading." Rachel looked at the hole. Sure enough, the green was not so brilliant now. Tallinn removed his parka and lay down on the ice next to the hole. Rachel watched, confused. "Mike? I want to find out if there's any salt water flowing in." "By lying on the ice without a coat?" "Yep." Tallinn crawled on his belly to the edge of the hole. Holding one sleeve of the coat over the edge, he let the other sleeve dangle down the shaft until the cuff skimmed the water. "This is a highly accurate salinity test used by world-class oceanographers. It's called licking a wet jacket." Out on the ice shelf, Delta One struggled with the controls, trying to keep the damaged microbot in flight over the group now assembled around the excavation pit. From the sounds of the conversation beneath, he knew things were unraveling fast. "Call the controller," he said. "We've got a serious problem."